Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-O, S-H-A-N-N-O-N, Cogdill, C-O-G-D-A-L-L. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Cogdill, as described in the reports above. She is now a 44-year-old woman who again relates being injured at work on 2/13/10. Appeared on that occasion she slipped and fell on black ice in the parking lot and injured her neck and back. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Further evaluation led to what she understands to be a final diagnosis of herniated and bulging discs as well as nerve damage. She has not undergone any surgery in this matter. She does relate she had cervical and lumbar spine MRIs at AMI in Vineland fairly recently, and we need those reports. New paragraph, as per the record supplied, Ms. Cogdill received an order approving settlement on 10/30/18 to be inserted, She then reopened her claim, I have already been in receipt of a substantial part of the records listed above, so we'll only highlight the ones that were not previously available. These include an MRI of the thoracic spine done on 4/27/10. Thoracic herniations were not identified. There was central canal and neural foramina patent. On 12/4/16, she accepted a selective nerve block from Dr. Smith. She followed up with Dr. Smith on 1/9/17, running through 8/22/17. At that juncture, she presented with an MRI for review. This was a cervical spine MRI that showed diffuse intrinsic narrowing of the central canal with superimposed degenerative changes, most pronounced at C5-6, where there is moderate central canal, comma moderate to severe left and mild right neuroforaminal narrowing. Dr. Smith's diagnoses were cervicalgia and spinal stenosis of the cervical region. She deemed the petitioner had reached a treatment plateau. EMG was done by Dr. Pendino, P-E-N-D-I-N-O, on 3/30/17 to be inserted. On 5/3/17, Dr. Smith performed a selective nerve root block and repeated this on 6/28/17. New paragraph. She also was seen by pain specialist Dr. E-Z-E-A-D-I-C-H-I-E at Relievus Advanced Spine and Pain beginning 8/16/18. He noted the long list of medications she was utilizing and her thoracic spine MRI from 10/27/16, lumbar MRI from 8/26/15, and EMG from 3/30/17 in the left in the lower extremity. He concluded a midline lumbar epidural injection at L5-S1 under fluoroscopy was necessary. She saw Dr. Ezzedici through 11/1/18. She was going to continue on medications. having just undergone another injection. Period. New paragraph, she was also seen by another pain specialist named Dr. Chapdelaine, Chapdelaine, on 12-6-19. Period. Her pain is at a 9/10 and is at its worst a 10/10. But she also had difficulty with physical activity due to her pain that was located in both legs, both shoulders, low back, and neck. Period. He diagnosed chronic pain syndrome with cervical radiculopathy, shoulder pain, lumbar radiculopathy, and leg pain. Period. He learned that Premier Orthopedics recommended surgery, that she declined. Period. Her case was dropped. Period. She then transitioned care under the commercial insurance of her husband to Relievis, who then discharged her upon her divorce and loss of commercial coverage. Period. She was then referred for consultation and management by a primary physician named Dr. Obara, O-B-A-R-A. Period. She offered several different pain complaints. Period. Upon exam, she was hyperreflexive at the biceps brachioradialis on the left greater than the right. Period. She had diffuse tenderness to moderate palpation in the cervical and lumbar regions. Period. She had positive straight leg raising without clonus or dorsiflexion of the foot. Period. She does have a large thyroid and shows soft signs of hypothyroid as well, with mild exophthalmos. Period. Had a long discussion about treatment options, including the mandate regarding no opioids on the first office visit, except in extreme circumstances. Period. He did believe she met criteria for a small amount of abortive opioid medication in the form of hydrocodone, 5 milligram tabs, 1 daily. But he also refilled her gabapentin, meloxicam, and Xanaflex. Period. He then managed her with medications over the next many months, running through 12/29/21 period. At that juncture, she still had diffuse pain. Period. At its worst, it was 10/10, but currently was 5/10. Period. She offered numerous subjective complaints, including pain in both shoulders, legs, neck, and low back. Period. She also reported anxiety and depression. Period. This physician concluded that she should see a hematologist due to the indeterminate diffuse narrow marrow infiltration on the lumbar MRI. Period. And he also reviewed and continued her various medications. Period. New paragraph on 4/27/21. Cervical spine x-rays were done and read as unremarkable. Period. That same day, she had lumbar spine x-rays that were read as normal. Period. Cervical spine MRI was done on 7/24/21. compared to the study of 8-14-17, and will be inserted here. Compared more specifically, their impression was disc pathology at C3-4 through C6-7, with mild cord deformity at C5-6 and C6-7. Apparently she had significant foraminal stenosis on the left at C5-6. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Cogdill was seen by rheumatologist Dr. Soloway, S-O-L-O-W-A-Y, on 9-15-21. Period. She announces that she refuses any injections, needle shots, or other treatments. Apparently she just wants to be checked for fibromyalgia. Apparently she was not interested in having blood work, x-ray, CT, or MRI. Apparently he advised her that she can consider dysautonomia evaluation with Dr. DePace, D-E-P-A-C-E, and perhaps based upon her affect alone, there are some features of dysautonomia. Period. Dr. Soloway explained she had total body pain since an injury 10 years ago, who had seen orthopedics, pain management 3 times, and now refuses all treatments and testing. Period. He did refer her to Dr. DePace for the possibility she has dysautonomia. Period. He did not convey that she was actually diagnosed with fibromyalgia in his note. Period. And underline this sentence. This contradicts her current report that she was in fact diagnosed with fibromyalgia by her rheumatologist. Period. On 10-20-21, she had a repeat lumbar MRI to be inserted. Period. On 7-20-22, she had a repeat cervical spine MRI to be inserted. They were compared to a study of 7-24-21, and all the findings were unchanged. Lastly, on 7-28-22, she was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Kirshner. This was to evaluate her low back and to treat her if it was required. He performed an evaluation and reviewed her numerous radiographic studies. Dr. Kirshner then rendered diagnoses of cervicalgia, thoracic spine pain, and low back pain. He recommended artificial disc replacement at C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7. Pierce did not think she would like to proceed with surgery at that time. Pierce did not recommend any treatment for her thoracic or lumbar spine. With respect to the injury dated 2-13-10, Pierce was at maximum medical improvement with respect to the thoracic and lumbar spine for this work injury. Pierce can work light duty with restrictions. Depending on her decision on surgery on the neck, she would reach maximum medical improvement. She returned to Dr. Kirshner on 9-8-22 to discuss surgery. She told him she was seeing a rheumatologist and was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, for which she was currently taking steroids. She was also prescribed another medication whose name she could not remember. She continued to report pain in her neck, upper back, between her scapula, both upper extremities, the lower back into her hips, both lower extremities, as well as intermittent numbness in the groin, as well as urinary urgency. She was not working. And underline this total body symptomatology is strongly suggestive of underlying psychosocial issues. especially with the passage of time. Period. She decided to hold off on surgery at that time, so it was recommended she have a home exercise program. Period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement as of that day. Period. If she required permanent work restrictions, he would recommend a functional capacity evaluation. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. From the outset of the evaluation, she gasped, grunted, and complained of pain. Period. At certain points, she started weeping. Period. This was incongruous with her overall presentation, including normal pulse and blood pressure. Period. Extremities upper. There was irregular old scar on the dorsal right forearm. Period. Left shoulder abduction was to 125 degrees, but was otherwise full. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres of the crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Extremities lower, normal, spine, cervical. Active flexion was 40 degrees, comma, extension 30 degrees, comma, rotation right 30 degrees, and left 35 degrees with side bending 25 degrees bilaterally. Period. When distracted, she had improved range of motion with no outward signs of outward signs of discomfort. Period. She was tender at the left paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Period. That is normal, thoracic. She was tender in the left interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Lumbosacral, she ambulated with a limp on the left, but no assisted device. Period, she did not walk on her heels or toes. Period, she changed positions quite slowly and squatted to 10 degrees. Period, she sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed only 20 degrees. Period, extension and bilateral side bending were to 15 degrees. Period, bilateral rotation was full to 45 degrees. Period, there was tenderness at the left sacroiliac joint and right greater trochanter, but not their counterparts. Period, the rest of that is normal. She had low back tenderness with seated straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 45 degrees with a tremor slash clonus. Period. Underline this does not appear to have been seen before. Period. On the right at 90 degrees, no low brachioradicular symptoms were elicited. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 20 degrees and left at 0 degrees, or very few degrees, elicited complaints of severe low back tenderness. Period. This is non-physiologic. Period. She had positive trunk torsion and Hoover tests for symptom magnification. Period. Towards the end of this evaluation, she became tearful. Period. Impressions. On 2/13/10, Shannon Cogdill. Cogdill was injured at work when she slipped and fell. Period. She has undergone an extensive course of treatment that will be inserted from my most recent report. Period. This petitioner has received serial orders approving settlement. Period. She's had extensive and repeat diagnostic studies. Period. She's seen various specialists, some of whom were in the same field. Period. She has displayed what I would consider functional overlay for many years. Period. This includes her more recent description of having total body pain to Dr. Soloway and only wanted to be checked for fibromyalgia. Period. He did not render this diagnosis, but the petitioner currently states this is the case. Period. She also expressed the same to Dr. Kirshner. Period. Ms. Cogdill received various medications, activity modification, and injections, yet remains symptomatic. Despite this and the nearly 13 years since her injuries, period, paragraph B. She's had more recent MRI studies of the cervical lumbar spines in 2021 and 2022 that I will take into consideration. Period. Her current exam found signs of functional overlay from the outset. Period. These included her gasping, grunting, and complaining of pain from the outset through the end. Period. Towards the conclusion of the exam, she demonstrated tearfulness. Period. The evaluation was done with particular attention to being non-pain-inducing. Period. She had positive trunk torsion and Hoover test for symptom magnification. Period. Her response to supine straight leggers and maneuvers was non-physiologic and actually indicative of symptom magnification, with straight leggers and responses occurring at less than 20 degrees. Period. She had variable mobility in the cervical and lumbar spines. Period. She did not have any hyperreflexia. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency will be inserted here. Period. I would respectively suggest she seek psychiatric / psychological assessment and possible counseling to help her deal with her sense of being overwhelmed. Period. End.